up, everybody? Welcome back to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. My name is Joe Fortenbaugh. This is episode 108 of the podcast. It is great to have you with us today. In just a minute, we're going to turn things over to Michael Caley. He is a soccer or football, depending on how you like to say it, expert from 538.com. He also hosts the Double Pivot Pod. We've got to get set for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 9 games on the World Cup card moving forward. So Michael's going to come on, break down some of what we've seen so far, what we should expect over the weekend. A programming note, I am on vacation next week. So we're going to roll with episode 108 today. Then we're going to go on hiatus for about a week. And then we're back 2 weeks from now with episodes on Major League Baseball, the FIFA World Cup. We're going to start getting into some college and pro football. So buckle up, everybody. Our one-year anniversary, I cannot believe it has almost been a year already. Our one-year anniversary is right around the corner. We're going to try to blow it out with some guests, but we've really got to start getting set for football season. So enough on that for now. Let's bring on today's guest. You can check out today's guest at the website 538.com. He's done a tremendous job with his World Cup coverage. You can also check out the podcast, the Double Post Pod. Michael Caley joining us here on the Sharp 600. Michael, what's going on, man? Thank you so much for your time. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure.
Watch a little Argentina-Croatia as we speak.
What do you think What do you think of the match so far as you're watching it?
Oh, it's crazy. Argentina are set up in a 3-2-3-2. They've got three center backs. They've got no true wing backs. It is a wild setup. I don't know if it's going to work, but I love that they're trying it.
We'll jump back into Messi and Argentina in just a bit, but a general question right out of the gate. How do you think Russia has held up so far as the host nation?
Yeah, I mean, they got an incredibly favorable draw. But they've done what they had to do. They were favorites to get out of the group, and they have already done that. Their finishing has been extremely good. They see every good chance they've had. They've scored it. They haven't been quite as good as like 8 goals suggest. But I think they'll be fine. I think they're either going to get Spain or Portugal in the second round. I think they're probably going to lose that game in the first round. And they'll probably lose that game. So they've been fine.
As we stand here Thursday morning, what's been the biggest surprise of the tournament so far to you?
I think it's how bad most of the good teams look. Germany getting beaten by Mexico is the single biggest surprise. But Brazil struggled against Switzerland. Argentina have been struggling. France, they did okay today against Peru, but they were pretty poor against Australia. And on top of that, Spain managed to draw their first game as well. It looks wide open to me, much more than I thought before the tournament started.
Germany's performance against Mexico, would you classify that as the biggest disappointment to date so far?
Absolutely. And it's a hard problem to solve, too. It's not like it looked to me like it was really a personnel problem. They don't have the midfield to really stop a good counterattacking team. And that is going to be a big problem when you think about how dangerous teams like France and Brazil are on the counterattack. They're going to need a new solution to get an answer to that.
All right. Earlier this week, we saw some footage of Neymar supposedly suffering an injury during a Brazilian practice. How bad do you think it is? How is it going to affect Brazil's chances moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't look 100% against Switzerland. He hasn't played competitive matches since he got injured for PSG in the league season. I think that this is a major concern for Brazil. Like, they've got time to let him play into shape. Their team is so good. They've got William. They've got Coutinho. They've got Jesus and Firmino. You know, they've got Marcelo. They can do things. They've got to take a little bit of the load off of Neymar and pray that he manages to get himself fit, work himself into fitness if they want to win the World Cup. They've got time, but it's worrisome.
You know, based on your analytics, as we entered the World Cup, who did you see as the favorite? And just a few days into the tournament, who do you have as the favorite now?
So I had Brazil as the favorite coming in, and I think I can't, like, reject that hypothesis. I think Spain look a lot closer to Brazil than I would have bet on early. They've looked solid, but not great. But the big change for me is that I am significantly increasing my likelihood that a team like Portugal or England or Belgium can do it. Like, we have an actual upset winner of the World Cup. I think that's open right now.
All right, we're going to jump into some of the upcoming games in just a moment. But the last question I wanted to ask you, VAR, the video assistant replay. This is the first time this has been implemented in World Cup play. Is it helping soccer? Is it hurting soccer? What are your overall thoughts?
I'm not a big fan of VAR. I think that entertainment is the main goal of sports rules, not entertainment more than perfect accuracy. But I think it's been actually executed pretty well. Like, there haven't been long delays. They haven't been reviewing every single play and making fans wonder if a goal was really a goal. But I'm not a big fan of it. I don't think that, I think it changed because soccer is such a continuous sport. There aren't natural stoppages in play to stop and look at the monitors the way they are in other sports. I just don't think it really fits the sport very well.
All right, first game up Friday morning. It's going to be Brazil and Neymar taking on Costa Rica. Brazil coming off that draw you mentioned earlier. Costa Rica lost its first match to Serbia. How do you see this one shaking down?
I think Brazil are going to be fine. Switzerland is a really solid defensive team, one of the best organized defensive teams of the non-super big teams. Probably one of the best organized defensive teams there is. Costa Rica are sort of running toward the end of their best of a good generation of talent. Brazil are big favorites, and rightly so.
Nigeria fell in its first match out of the gate to Croatia, who's playing Argentina right now as we speak. Iceland earned that hard-fought draw against Argentina in their first matchup. Nigeria versus Iceland. Does the dream continue for Iceland?
I think it really could. Nigeria's manager has been ardently refusing to play his best players. Kelechi Iheanacho is a superstar striker waiting to happen. He's apparently going to bench Alex Iwobi, a player for Arsenal who's been good for them. And Iceland continue to just be the same team that they've been. They're organized. They're not that interesting. They can score on some set plays. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Nigeria managed to win. I would especially not be surprised by a draw. But I would favor Iceland a little bit at this point.
Final game on Friday, it's Serbia and Switzerland. Serbia earned a win in its opening matchup against Costa Rica. Switzerland with a very hard-fought and surprising draw against Brazil. They were very physical against Brazil. Will that style of physicality translate well into a matchup with Serbia?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly the right the question to be asking. I think my prediction here is pain. Switzerland is going to press high and hard. And Serbia is very willing to play that kind of game themselves. They've got a lot of big guys. I think we're looking at this one feels like this means a kind of even match that comes down to set plays and there's a lot of cards. I guess my main recommendation would be maybe that's a good match to find some time to hang out with your family instead of watching the World Cup for that one.
Beautiful. Saturday morning, Tunisia needs a win to stay alive or at least a draw. They're going to go up against Belgium, who recorded 3 goals against Panama. Is Belgium that good or was Panama that bad? And how do you see the Belgium-Tunisia matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's both. Belgium are a good, top 8 in the world kind of team. And Panama looked the second worst team at the Cup after Saudi Arabia. But Tunisia aren't that much better than them. And England just ripped them apart. England were absolutely dominant, even though it took late to actually get the goal. The chances were all there. And based on the performance of Tunisia in the first game, I don't see much chance that they can actually give Belgium a game.
Mexico, South Korea, second game on Saturday. Mexico with the monumental win over Germany in their first match. Now, could they get a little too complacent going into the second game, or do you see them making a case here where they could run deep into this tournament?
I'm really interested to watch this game. Obviously, Mexico favored. Mexico have solid mid-level European players at pretty much every position. Not a lot of superstars, but solid players, and South Korea don't, other than Heung-min Son, have that many. And they don't have that many players who really play at that high level. But Mexico got to play a completely different style. They counterattack Mexico. South Korea are going to let them have the ball. South Korea will be happy to let them have the ball and hope to get one or two counters through Heung-min Son. And Mexico are going to have to break down a relatively determined defense. I would certainly favor Mexico here, but I think it's a big open question.
Bounce back spot for Germany versus Sweden. Germany coming off that loss to Mexico. Sweden with a big win in its first matchup out against South Korea. The Germans cannot afford another slip up. Do you see them bouncing back in a big way here?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Reportedly, Yogi Löw is not backing off from his plan of playing only two central midfielders, despite how much they struggled against the Mexican counterattack. Sweden are definitely not as dangerous on the counter as Mexico is. It might still work. And Germany's got a lot of attackers. Germany are favored here, but I think that there is a very real possibility that Germany are going to struggle again, and it's going to get wild.
Sunday morning, England-Panama. Panama, one of the weaker teams in the field this year. Does England get it done in this one and thus secure themselves an advancement to the next round?
Yeah, I think we'll see England and Belgium have finished before the last game and get the rest of their players in the next game. They got a super easy draw, and they've looked much more legit than a lot of the teams we had ranked ahead of them before the tournament started.
Japan versus Senegal. Any particular lean in that matchup?
I'm really interested to watch this game. I really liked Senegal's tactical approach against. Who did they have that win against? They got that win against. I'm forgetting. But Senegal came out against Poland. They came out wide open, but they've got a midfielder in Idrissa Gueye who can really control the center of midfield, and they've got a really skilled technical creator in Sadio Mane who's going to be making runs and a bunch of other guys for him to pick out with the passes. I think it is a coherent system. If it works again, we're going to start to think about Senegal as a possible upset, like round of 16, round of 8 kind of team.
Final game on the board before we turn to Monday. Sunday night, it's going to be Poland and Colombia, both teams coming off a loss in their opening matchup. This is a must-win scenario. Who gets it done, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think a big question is James Rodriguez's fitness. Colombia run through James. They're just not the same team without him. If he's back and fit, they should be fine against Poland, who didn't impress against Senegal. But if he is not, I don't know.
Michael, before I let you go, coming into the tournament, as we discussed earlier, Germany, Brazil, we know some of the big names that were favored, but based on what we've seen so far, if there was one team lurking that could make a really deep run that many people weren't necessarily expecting, who's that team we should keep an eye on moving forward?
I'm going to go, it's England. That team is England. England look coherent. They've got a superstar striker. Their manager seems to have a plan that he's willing to stick with, that he's confident in. I like England.
His name's Michael Kaley. You can check him out at 538, doing tremendous work. Listen to the podcast as well, the Double Post Pod, joining us here on the Sharp 600. Michael, tremendous stuff, man. Thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. Hopefully we can do it again in the future.
Absolutely. Had a fun. Thanks so much for having me on.
William Wallace would be rolling over in his grave if he heard that pick. Shout out Braveheart. Hell of a movie. Shout out Michael Kaley, more specifically, for joining us on today's podcast. Tremendous insights. It was great to have him. It was great to have you guys. Thank you so much for your continued support of this project. If you haven't done so already, your usual reminder to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It would be greatly appreciated. But for now, everybody, enjoy the World Cup this weekend. We're back in a little more than a week. Be well and best of luck.